Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey! It's a Wednesday morning. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
It is officially cold as balls.
Was it minus 10 out with the chill?
The actual temperature is zero.
Right.
The wind chill is minus 10.
All right.
Right now we are sitting at minus 10. You just heard Marty mention it. Way more school closings today.
Okay.
So, you know, the one thing that sucks today in modern times, as opposed to back in the day, your kid's school calls you.
Oh, they give you like an alert, right?
Yeah. So, like, my kids go to Aquinas and I live in the Russ Henrietta School District.
So, what do you get? Like a text?
Yeah. So, it depends. A call, a text, and an email. So, I've been getting calls all night and day for both Russ Henrietta because we're in the district and Aquinas because where my kids go.
So, you're getting bombarded.
Exactly. Just like, hey, no, I got it. You don't got school. The doors are frozen. And so, like, my kids last night when Aquinas canceled school at like 9 o'clock were like running through the house with their hands in the air like they just won the pentathlon.
Which is crazy because your kids like school.
But it's still like a surprise off day.
All right.
You know?
But it's minus 10.
And it's awesome, too. They found out the day ahead of time, so they could, like, actually enjoy it a little bit more.
Well, it was funny. Like, you know, my wife is, like, both of my wife's yelling at them, both of them, like, get ready for bed. You got school tomorrow. It's like quarter to nine. The call comes in. And it was like the chains were thrown off. I'm going back. I'm going back to doing nothing late.
Freed.
But, like, there was a romance back in the day, waiting for school to be closed, watching that ticker like it was the NFL draft underneath the...
Watching it go through, thinking, like, okay, now it's going to pop up.
Yep.
Okay, now.
Here it comes. Yeah. Do it! Same game, Starlight! And we'll get back into the weather here in a second.
Yeah.
But with the schools closed, it means that the commute this morning will be lighter.
Oh, yeah.
Which is great. Nobody wants to sit in traffic.
Yeah.
And this might be a story, Tommy, of two kinds of people that are always at odds that are actually secretly helping each other out.
What's going on?
Did you know?
I did not.
That since 2020, when COVID started, the decrease in rush hour traffic has not picked back up to the same level today as it was in 2019.
Because there's still some people working at home.
That's just it. Bingo. Right. They are finding certain days, however, busier than others. For example, locally in the greater Rochester area, Monday and Friday, much lighter for traffic. Tuesday, Thursday being the heaviest. Wednesday, a little bit higher than Monday and Friday. And it's because, according to Spectrum News, Rochester saw a whopping 184% increase in work from home from the beginning of COVID until right now.
Oh.
184% increase.
I didn't know that was a thing.
What do you mean?
I always said 100% was as far as you could go.
No, you idiot.
I didn't know you can go 184.
No.
Like 100%, that's all of it.
No. If you have 10 people working from home, and then 18 more people work from home.
So that's more than doubled.
That's 180% increase.
Okay.
What are you not getting?
All of that.
Okay, no.
I'll take your word for it.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
I get it. It's a lot.
More than double people now, almost triple the amount of people work from home today than they did in 2019. And because of that, it means it's easier to get around. Now, what's interesting about this is there seems, Tommy, to still be a bit of like a rivalry, at minimum, animosity from the people that do not have the ability to work from home.
Oh, sure.
Towards the people that work for
me. Well, think about a day like today when you got to go to work
and
they're sitting in their PJs.
I get it.
Drinking coffee.
I get it. And any other day, any other day other than this, those people that work from home can wake up 10 minutes before work, roll out of bed, make their coffee, and just get to work, right?
Yeah.
And they can do whatever they want while the camera's not on and nobody really knows what's
going on. Oh, bro, you can do a wake and whack and nobody's the wiser.
Would you call it?
Don't do that, though.
Wake and whack.
Wake and whack. Nobody's the wiser.
We know that that's gone wrong for some people.
Well, yes, you've got to time it.
Well, no, that guy got his job back on the news for a little while.
Oh, he's still on.
Oh, I thought they fired him.
Jeffrey Toobin?
Yeah.
Is still on.
Yeah, they did.
He's a legal analyst for CNN who got caught pulling it on a Zoom call.
With the New York Post. No, it was the New York Times.
Yeah. The old gray lady.
That's what he was pulling it to. By the way, Toobin, the best name for being caught pulling. Oh, yeah. Toobin's Toobin over there.
Toobin with Toobin.
The irony in this thing, the anger from the work from home people, or the anger from the go to work people from the work from home. Folks that go to work are having a much easier time getting there and home thanks to the people who are still allowed to work.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Kind of nice.
Like, and I mean, I get maybe you didn't realize it until we have these numbers in front of us and we talk about it just now. But if those people that you despise had to go back to work like you wanted them to, you're losing 10, 15 minutes a day.
Oh, yeah.
Because of all those extra people on the road due to traffic.
So it's kind of a gift.
Yes. Yeah. You know, it's not kind of. It is a gift.
I mean, it takes away probably quite a few things. Think if you get coffee every morning and you're going through that drive. I'm guessing there are probably overall less people doing that at the same time than they were before.
Makes sense. There's less traffic. Yeah, I mean, the world is a better place for folks like us that have to go to work when there are more people working from home.
All right.
Fair?
Yeah.
All right, so maybe we get rid of all this anger and hatred, and I don't want that to happen anymore. Because I also assume that most of the people that are going to work, not all, most of the people want to work where they work.
Oh, I just figured they have a job where that's just not an option.
Well, but there are also jobs you have the ability to apply for that would allow you to work from home.
Yeah. I mean,
Kimmy, they don't seem very hard to come by anymore, work from home jobs.
No, and I think people have realized they have more leverage than they thought, too, especially when there are companies like desperate to hire people. Like, that would be something that you could be like, well, I will do this, but, you know, I only want to come in this many days, or, you know, especially like the hybrid method. A lot of people are working on.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF based on your personal experience. I'd love to know. 252-9263. My favorite national news stories are now. Because I'm always pro, get as much from your job as you can.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you'll see like a big company be like, we are mandating you come back to the office. Mm-hmm. And then the story 3 days later is everybody quit. Like, you,
right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I wonder how many people, when their company said that, thought, well, I'll just go find something else. And if the company did back down a little bit after realizing, hey, people don't want to come back in every day.
Yeah. And looping back around to that whole idea that, you know, people that want to work from home have the ability is like, if we wanted to, we could do the show from home.
Yeah.
If we wanted to. But we were forced to do that during, like, you know, the lockdowns and everything. Mm-hmm. And it sucked. I would much rather be here and do my job than have to be at home.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, I wonder what percentage of the people that are at work in the morning would choose to work from home if they had the option.
Well, I'm wondering, too, like, well, here's think about it. Let's say you may want to work from home, but some of the people that started working from home also probably hated it.
Yeah, yeah.
And their wives hated it, and the kids hated it, and it was just an inconvenience. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It sounded better than it was.
100%. I mean, those walls start closing in on you, man.
Oh, yeah.
And then if you have the kids at home, you're right. If your spouse also works from home, like that ability to disconnect from certain parts of your life disappears.
Right. And then you're looking at your house going, oh, this needs to be fixed. That's got to be cleaned. Yeah, it just doesn't end.
I mean, if you had that work from home experience, like you start looking for any tiny reason to leave the house.
Right.
Like, yeah.
We're out of bug spray. If a bug shows up, I'm going to have to need it. So let's go to Wegmans. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, a story on Spectrum News reveals that the rush hour traffic patterns in the upstate New York area, greater Rochester also, have not gone back to normal since the pandemic. And they say, thanks to work from home, Rochester having a whopping, stay with me, Tommy, 184% increase in work from home from 2019 till now, those people still working from home brings down the traffic. Tuesday, Thursday being the busiest days for traffic in Rochester, Monday, Friday being the lightest.
So that's got to be that mandate you have to come in 2 days a week.
It is weird that every company picked Tuesday, Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what it is here.
Yeah.
I guess it makes sense. Nobody wants to come in on a Friday. It's probably harder to get people to agree to that.
Nothing gets done on a Friday.
Yeah. Well, that's because nobody's really paid attention on Friday. Right? Like, it's funny. The boss, I need you to work hard every day. I'm leaving early on Friday. And, I mean, I think that's what it comes down to is I am a firm believer in folks will work as hard as the person above them.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Right? And for years and years and years, we were forced, most of us, to watch the people above us kind of slide.
Their schedule they looked sliding. A little more flexible than everybody else's.
Exactly.
The slide in 90s.
Yeah. Well, now that we kind of realize, like, that boss needs us more than we need them.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Like, I mean, COVID flipped the table.
Exactly. Like, we're going to either work your schedule or you're going to work our schedule. And, hey, look, Fridays we get to stay home, work from home. Look how amazing, how quickly that happened. Yeah. That was amazing.
Yeah.
Kimmy, would you choose to work from home if you had the option?
Of course.
Not so much with this job. I think
she'd be in that edible cabinet every 10 minutes.
I think it's harder to do from home.
You'd miss us.
But if I had a job where I spent a lot of time on the phone, you know, on my computer, that I would absolutely sign up to work from home.
It's like my brother has been working from home since COVID started.
Yeah, and it hasn't affected his weight.
Especially this time of year. Like, I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything by sitting at home. I feel like in the summer it would be harder to work from home because there's so much temptation outside.
Okay.
You know?
But, I mean, working from home also could allow you to go do things during the day that you wouldn't be able to do because you have to be at work, right?
Right.
I guess.
I don't know. And I think there's also a pride in, like, you know, you're one of these people that does go to your job every day, right? Like, if you're driving a truck or, like, you have... If it's something you want to do, you get to stand up and say, like, yeah, I'm out here doing my thing. This is part of what I do
for you. It's like your routine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it would be hard to find a routine at home like that for work.
No, I agree with you.
I think if you also have kids, especially young kids, like I know some people that work from home and like they'll have the like their babysitter or nanny come watch the kids, but it's still hard when the kids know you're somewhere in the house, even if you're trying to separate yourself and get stuff done. So I know like a lot of them look to other space, like they'll still go to a different space to work. Not going into the office, but they're still getting out of the house to go do their work.
Well, it's interesting to bring up kids because we got folks writing us on Facebook. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from John. John says, I would love to go work in the office, but my 4-year-old isn't in school yet. My wife and I being home and working together from home allows us to keep an eye on him and watch him without having to pay for childcare.
Wait, so they all work? The whole family's home?
Yeah.
She working and he working?
That's the impression I'm getting.
That's got to double suck.
Well, but bro, think about the money you're saving in childcare.
I know, but man, your own mental well-being. Like, you're on top of each other all day.
20-30 grand versus mental well-being? I'll take the mental.
Yeah, I think most people would sign up for that.
Yeah. But, I mean, John says he does want to go back into
it's
the office.
It's got to be hard.
Yeah, he's dying to get out of there, man.
Well, I mean, but if you could send the kid to school in a year, now you get to go back and do your
thing. But she bitching, the kid bitching. He's stuck in a corner trying to do his gig.
Yeah, but you're also underestimating the bitching of your coworkers when you go into the office.
It's a different bitch. You know what I mean? That's side bitch, then there's like home bitch.
Side bitch, home bitch.
Those are two different styles of bitching.
What was the thing you said about waking up and then touching yourself?
Wake and whack.
Whack and wake. So you had to wake.
You first, no, you can't whack and wake because that'll mess up the sheets. You wake and you whack.
So you got a wake and whack, then a work bitching and a home bitching.
Yes.
And that's what we learned in the first discussion we had on a Wednesday here in the Break Room on CMF.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
There are some rules I think we all just assume exist.
Okay.
Like, for example, if you own something this big, you got to take care of it.
Oh, sure.
You can't just leave it alone.
You got to maintain it.
Yeah, exactly. And that has not been the case the last couple of years. And although there are now plans to bring this thing back to what it was, until that happens, it kind of feels like, Tommy, what happened here is going to keep happening.
Yeah.
It's been happening. Maybe not to this extent.
Well, I think this is the least of the problems they've had.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Story on 10NBC last night.
Yeah, buddy.
Says that people who work and live near the Rochester Riverside Hotel, the old Clarion there, have noticed broken chairs on the frozen Genesee River and smashed windows on high floors of the now closed hotel.
Oh, yeah. Somebody was having some fun.
Yes, they were. Police say they are investigating, but you don't need CSI Miami to put two and two together.
Yeah.
Kind of feels like folks breaking into the hotel and chucking chairs out the window.
Just having a chair chucking contest.
Quick sidebar.
Mm-hmm.
As a teenager, chucking chairs out of a window 50 feet below into a river would be like the funnest thing ever.
Yeah.
Right?
As a teenager, you wouldn't want to do that as an adult man, too.
Okay, I do it now.
That's what I mean.
I don't want to get arrested.
I mean, you get to break windows and throw chairs, and you see them land in a river.
100%. Yeah. But I digress.
Mm-hmm.
The situation that we're in right now is a little bit strange because we found out late last year there is a new plan for the old Riverside Hotel. They're going to redo the whole thing. New hotel. There will be apartments inside. They're planning ground level retail.
Oh, it's going to be the old gray lady is going to be back to life.
We stop saying gray lady. It's the second gray lady you've dropped today. And it's actually good for that neighborhood because that neighborhood is actually coming up again.
Yeah.
There's new hotels. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of restaurants there.
It's popping.
Yeah. And we don't know when the changes to the old Riverside Hotel will happen, but they say it will happen eventually. Problem is, there has been a ton of vandalism in the, 5 years that it's been shuttered?
Yeah, I mean, people got in there, homeless people.
Yeah, so you've got, it's believed that squatters are living there on and off. There have been fires that the fire department has had to go put out, which is a problem because there isn't electricity in the building, so they're working in there blind.
Mm.
Reports that the place has been ripped up and there's wiring missing.
Which is kind of helping them for the demolition. They've already taken out some of the chairs and the beds and stuff.
Now you have this story.
I was going to say, is the plan to demolish the whole thing, or is it to see what they can do with what's standing or what's left standing?
I lead the building and remodel it.
I would think at this point you got to just knock it down with all the damage that's been done.
I do not have that information.
I would think the longer it sits there, the more you have to knock it down.
Maybe it's got good bones.
You know what they say?
The house don't fall if the bones are good.
All right.
The bones are good, the phone don't matter. If the shoes are there, the house don't crumble.
All you country fans out there.
Mm. You're welcome. Okay, so there is hope on the horizon with this building. But until that starts, what is happening here is still a massive issue. And what I can't understand, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We had started this discussion saying, we all assume there are certain rules that need to be followed.
Yeah.
Personally, I always thought that people who own buildings downtown were kind of responsible for making sure those buildings don't fall apart.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, you own it, you got to take care of it.
Exactly. How are
then I thought the city would fine you or whatever.
Or take it away, something like that. How are the folks that own these buildings downtown allowed to get away with it? Because this hotel, for 5 years, is just sitting there.
It's just decaying.
Rotting, yes.
Like that other one where the sides were falling.
Yes, that's another perfect example. A couple of years ago, a side falls off a building, and thank God nobody got hit.
But it's just been sitting there for years.
And they just kind of blocked the street off for a couple of months, cleaned it up, and then we haven't really heard anything about that.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's not just a danger to the first responders who have to go put out the fires in a place that may be 10 stories high with no electricity. Think about how bad it could have been if a teenager fell five or six stories out of that window chucking a chair into the river.
Oh, yeah.
And
be a game changer.
It would have been the kid's fault. But the kid had the opportunity to get into this empty building, chuck a chair out the window, and fall out of it.
But what do you do? But I guess the city can only do so much. Because let's say that's owned by somebody, and they try to find him, and he is ain't paying.
Okay.
What do you do?
Take it away.
You don't want that building.
Understood.
The city does not want that building because now they own it. What are they doing with it? They got to sell it, demolish it. That all costs money. So right now, it's almost like they're at a standoff, I'm guessing.
Okay, that's a terrible plan. That's a terrible way to do things.
Absolutely, but nobody wants to spend the money to fix this eyesore. I can't imagine what you would have to spend to make that place a luxury hotel that they're talking about.
Just functional again.
I mean, it's a good question.
It's got how would you ever get your money back?
Well, I will say this, and the phone number is 252-WCMF. Look, we don't have the idea to make the problem better. We're just here to point out that this is a problem.
Yeah.
And I understand how stupid that is, right? Mm-hmm. The old saying, if you think something's wrong, come up with a plan to fix it. You know, you ask how you're going to get your money back out of it. Again, talking about the Riverside Hotel, it's been closed for almost 5 years now. There were reports of broken chairs and broken windows, folks chucking chairs out the windows there, on top of the fires that have been there, on top of folks breaking in and ripping up the place. They have been opening, Tommy, luxury apartments across downtown Rochester.
Yeah.
And every time they start a new project, I say to myself, who's going to be able to afford this?
Yeah.
And in a matter of 2 weeks, the place is sold out.
Yeah, but that's I think that's a different animal.
So there are going to be luxury condos in this building, apparently.
Yeah.
It's going to be both.
But that thing's mammoth.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine like somebody going in there, this is going to cost $100 million. And it's going to take 3 years to build.
Okay.
So for 3 years, you're not even getting any money out of it. It's just, you're 3 years behind the eight ball.
Yeah.
And then you had to build this goddamn thing. And then you got to hope upon hope that people are going to go to it.
My favorite, Tommy, is Business Tommy, when he starts talking hope serious business.
Upon hope.
Well, he's
because looking farther afield.
With a wake and wag.
With a wake and wag. You can't make it work.
The one thing this property has going for it.
What is that?
It's attached to the convention center.
Okay, yeah, it's got that skyway thing.
Yeah.
Is it still, or did they block that off?
Well, I'm sure they can open it back up again if
they
want.
I don't know how good that thing's standing still.
Why?
I mean, I wouldn't, to his point,
would you walk across
been,
that thing right now?
Who's been maintaining that?
I wouldn't go across. I would not go across that thing.
You're the lightest of all of us. You'd be fine.
Yeah, I would send a fat guy over there first just to see if it works.
You're like those frogs that can run across water, right? Like you're just not breaking the surface tension. No, I don't know if it'll work. But it's also hard to judge where we're at in downtown Rochester right now, right? Because there are some projects that you hear about where it's like, that's the stupidest thing ever. And all of a sudden, it's uber successful.
Okay.
Now, there hasn't been something to this level. But again, it sounds like it's going to be someone else's money. It's not like the city is paying for this to get done. So the risk for us as people would be low.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe this is what it takes to push Rochester over the top to a high-end American city one more time again. I mean, what's the other option? Just leaving it there?
Just knock it down and just let it be an empty space.
Well, I mean,
just
it down, turn it into a parking lot.
Have parcel 6.
That would probably work, too.
Yes.
Right, you got parcel 5 and parcel 6 facing off against
you could turn it into a music venue riverfront style.
Well, we don't need another music venue.
You can always use another music venue.
No, we don't. No, you don't.
Jazz Fest. We've got to move it around a little bit.
Okay, but look, you got C-Mac and Kennedy. We got Darien Lake the other way. You got St. Joe's Amphitheater, whatever it's called now, out in Syracuse. What would you put there? What shows? You also have Parcel 5, where you have shows literally
all
down
summer.
The street.
You can put your food trucks out there and your jackass people.
No, that's exactly what they're doing. You could hit.
Well, this is going to be, that could be part of that Rock the River. What are they doing on this Rock the River
thing? No, there's part of this project. This new project would be part of Rock the River way.
All right, so you just make it more open space to enjoy the river.
Okay. You're an idiot.
What else are you going to do with it?
You hated Parcel 5.
Right.
Yeah.
You still hate Parcel 5. Right. And now your solution is Parcel 6.
Yes.
And you want to talk about getting your money back. If you said it yourself. Knocking that whole thing down would cost a fortune.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to get your money back by having nothing? Parcel 5 was just empty already.
Well, I thought there was something there at one time, and then they just didn't build it back.
Yeah, well, it was that. It was supposed to be that art
No, but I thought there was a building.
Right? Oh, before it was Parcel 5.
I can't remember.
Neither can I. It's been so. Was that the
my
old?
My car didn't go that way.
Midtown Plaza. Was that where Midtown Plaza was?
Kinda.
Yeah.
A little
bit. Well, you didn't tell me.
Kinda.
Yeah. Well, we got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Steve. Steve says the solution is simple. If homeless people are breaking in to stay, why not turn it into a homeless shelter? You wouldn't have to improve anything. Just let them stay, come and go as they please. That's problematic.
In a dilapidated building?
Yeah, I mean,
it's going to catch
for a
fire.
Lot of people.
We could give you 10 different reasons why that would
can't
be a bad idea, right?
Can't
I mean, safety of the folks that live there, folks in the neighborhood would probably have a
who's
problem
liable
with that.
If something, somebody gets hurt.
All of those things. Yeah. Although, I mean, Steve, I get it. I mean, you're being.
What if you tore it down?
Okay.
Stay with me here.
Yeah. When you start with stay with me, it's never a good finish.
Downtown Wegmans. Like, you used that because Midtown had a downtown Wegmans inside Midtown Plaza. You could put a Wegmans right there for everybody that works downtown.
In theory, that's a great idea. The problem is the grocery stores they've tried to open in downtown Rochester have not been successful. What was that market that was down next to Eastman?
Yeah, but those were like hipster, you know, small markets. This would be
not
like full,
Wegmans.
No, yeah, this would be full-ass Wegmans.
If the smaller ones couldn't survive there.
But like the kind you have on East Avenue.
No,
it's
I get
a smaller
it.
Version of a Wegmans.
But that's
it
also
right
down the street. It's not far.
I love how you go, not a hipster grocery store, Wegmans.
That
where I can buy a purple pineapple, a sub, or a separate sandwich that's fancier than a sub.
Yeah.
Which you just brought.
Regular working man food.
Wegmans is a hipster grocery.
No, but they also have regular stuff, too.
Yeah, sure, man.
They got the pizza, sushi.
They won't sell their version of Diet Coke anymore because it doesn't fit the food you feel good about label, but they're not a hipster grocery.
I think it would work. That's the one company that could pull it off. Because it's got the name.
But then again, that East Ave Wegmans is not that far from there.
Yeah, but like downtown, I don't know, like, do people travel that far? Like, people that work downtown all day run right in there and grab their stuff and screw.
Look, I mean, it would be an interesting experiment, but I don't think
Especially people on the west side, they had to go home at night.
Sure. Look, I think it would be an interesting experiment. I don't think Danny Wegman
No, they probably won't, but that would be the way to go.
Yeah. So you want to grow, you want a Wegmans?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, why don't you call Danny? Or when you're in Pittsburgh today. Talk to your higher up.
I see it more than you think.
Oh, so tell him then.
I always give him a big thumbs up.
Do you?
Daddy.
Don't do that.
Daddy boy.
He'll definitely remember you forever.
Sure.
There's that idiot that keeps going, bah! Bah!
We have similar shoes.
Can't argue that.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade, from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We thought it was cold yesterday.
Yeah.
Welcome to the coldest day of your life.
Yeah, yesterday was a dress rehearsal.
Folks are doing everything Tommy they can to keep warm.
Mm-hmm.
And new
technology. But there's only so much you can do.
Oh, Tommy, technology has changed that.
Oh, what's going on?
People are staying super toasty with these popular jackets and vests.
Well, toast on.
But, as with all things, they can be great for a situation. Until something goes wrong. And it's not about the ones you should be buying. Those are totally fine.
Mm.
It's the ones that are going to...
But how do you know?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. Right now, it is 1 degree.
No, okay. But at least we got one going for us.
Well, but see, we don't really. It feels like minus 10 degrees outside. And if you're trying to stay warm, you could pull a Tommy and put on like 5 layers.
Yeah.
Or you can use technology.
Ooh, tech up. What do I do?
So, Tommy, you haven't seen these heated vests and jackets?
No.
Really?
So, what do you plug them in, like a blanket?
So, if you're not familiar, they have a rechargeable battery inside that connects.
Yeah, those never go wrong.
That connects to, I guess you describe them as like coils inside
the coat. All right, so it's like a heating blanket.
Yeah, you got it. Kim, you've seen these before.
Yeah.
And they heat up and they keep you toasty warm until the battery dies out. And these things over the last 3-4 years have become super popular.
I'm sure.
Like, you know, I'm a hockey dad. They're everywhere at rinks. Every one of the rink has.
Heated vests, heated jackets, heated socks I've seen.
The socks are new. Yeah. Heated gloves. The gloves are making gloves now.
Yeah.
And today would be the perfect day to have one of these items.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But as with most new things, this morning, there are warnings.
Beware.
Well, Tommy, there are name brand jackets that have been making these things for years that are 100% safe.
They got it down to a science.
Literal science. The battery is the same one in your cell phone, so there's no real extra danger there. Mm. The energy it emits, it's small, so you're not going to burst into flame. Although, even those jacket makers on their website warn, these coats should not be worn by children, pregnant women, or people with heart conditions.
Or probably long. I bet you they have certain things they warn you about, like don't keep it on for too long.
Well, the battery's going to die.
Yeah. Right. Oh, true.
By the way, I don't know why those people can't wear these.
The elderly?
It's a little concerning.
No,
why can't I wear it if I'm pregnant? You know what I mean?
Yeah, children.
And what is it affecting?
Pregnant heart condition.
Okay.
It's our search for a deal that has led to some issues.
Well, sure, because I'm pretty sure these things are pricey.
Yeah, they are. But companies that don't specialize in these jackets have started to make them.
Oh, great. So you're getting a reduced price.
Yes.
From a warmth.
Yeah, they found a way to make them cheap. And wouldn't you know, there have been some issues. For example, a woman in Arkansas had her coat burst into flames when her battery exploded.
Oh, God no. damn.
She said she bought the coat online. It was not one of the name brands. And that's not the only story we've seen like this. Now, that woman was okay, thank goodness, but there was a point where her coat was on fire. So.
Yeah. And now you're without a coat. Like, if you are outside doing something.
That's not the worst part. You're on fire and you're still in Arkansas.
I mean, let's say you notice the flame, you take off the coat, and you obviously had that coat on for a reason.
Yeah.
Depending on if you were close to indoors.
The last thing I'm thinking about, if my coat catches on fire and I manage to take it off, is now I'm cold.
Well, not yes. right away.
I'd much rather be cold than a flame.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
So here's the thing. If you want to spend the money on a reputable heated jacket, sounds like for most people there's nothing to worry about. Mm-hmm. And Tommy, you asked what they cost.
Yeah.
These reputable name brand jackets, companies that specialize in them, can run anywhere from $200 to $500.
$500?
Depending on the brand. Well, yeah, those are like really good.
L.L. Bean.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if L.L. Bean makes them. Like, there are specific companies that like invented this technology.
Damn.
That's all they make.
Yes. And that $500 jacket, it's a really good jacket.
Okay.
Plus, it's got the coils inside. However, some of these knockoffs you can get your hands on from overseas, like $100.
Yeah, but those run on kerosene.
Now, here's the thing.
$100.
There's no guarantee the cheaper version is going to burst into flame. And like the stories we've seen, they're few and far between. So you're probably okay buying a cheaper version. But there is a chance that you're hotter than you've ever been in your life.
You're going to need a skin graft.
You got it. You taking the risk?
No.
No?
No. Man, no, because that's all would be in my head.
Is that you're going to catch on fire?
Yeah, like if it starts getting nice and warm, is this thing working right? Is it getting too warm?
You'd have to have somebody with you that's on like flame watch. Just let me know if something's smoking or something's on fire that I can't see.
I just find it weird that you are so opposed to taking that risk, Tommy, considering every jacket you've ever worn is super flaming. Kimmy, would you take the risk with the cheaper jacket?
Okay. If I knew somebody who had one of these and swore by it, I probably would. I wouldn't be the first to try it.
So like a cheaper version. They bought the cheaper version.
Yeah, they bought a cheaper version. Okay. They've had it for a little while now. It's been great. You should buy one. I would do it based on somebody's personal recommendation, but I wouldn't do it not knowing a thing about it.
Okay. Now, I understand both of your hesitations there. And it makes sense, right? Like, nobody wants to risk catching on fire to save $100.
Yes.
But it is strange that we throw caution to the wind with other potentially dangerous stuff, and we don't even think about it.
Like what?
For example, you're only supposed to use the chargers that, like, come with your phone or laptops, or chargers that are made specifically by the company that makes your electronics.
Mm.
But when those break, we have no problem going to places like Five Below and buying the cheapest option possible.
The ones that get a little warm to the touch.
Kimmy, there are so many fires annually from cheap phone chargers, cheap laptop chargers. No. And, like, there's stories everywhere. If you Google it, they will scream at you, do not buy cheap chargers. They have a high risk of catching on fire. And we still do it, and we don't even think about it.
But they make the super nice long ones.
Yeah. So, like, the fire has, it's a nice fuse into your hand.
The thing is, too, so if you bought a phone, especially like an Apple phone, they used to give you the charger. So I'm guessing more people now than ever, ever, have the cheaper chargers because you have to go out and buy one separately. Like, you're forced to now.
Yeah.
Wait, so when you buy an iPhone now, they don't give you all
the
stuff?
You get a cord, but you don't get the part that plugs into the wall.
Well, this one here, I think it's a 9 or a 10.
You got 9?
9 or a 10.
Jeez.
Runs on kerosene. Is that old?
Yeah, I have an old one, and mine's like a 13.
Oh, excuse me.
So they won't give you like the thing that plugs into the wall anymore.
Because, they used to give you all the stuff.
Yeah, no, you don't get that. They make you buy the
block. How much are they now?
The blocks are like, what, 30?
They're up there.
No, I'm saying, how much is an iPhone now?
Oh.
Like $1,200, $1,300?
I never pay. You don't really.
Well, you pay for it over the time.
I don't. I just sign. I don't look.
Oh.
If I looked, I wouldn't buy it.
Yeah, probably.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. On the coldest day of your life this morning, we're talking about these very popular new heated jackets. They have essentially a phone battery on the inside. You can take it out and charge it. You put it back in, plug it in your coat. It's got coils in the coat, and it keeps you warm. They also make vest versions, gloves, socks, hats, all of these things. And there are companies that specialize in making these. They've been doing them for a couple of years, and those are safe as long as you're not a pregnant woman, child, or someone with a heart condition. However, as Kimmy put it, the term dupe.
So what is dupe?
It's a knockoff. It's something very similar to the original. They seem to have like made it as similar as possible, but
like
it's just you're not getting I don't know. There's always some difference. Right.
I think it's based on duplicate, but it works both ways.
So it's a knockoff.
Yeah, let me explain what happened.
It's chintz.
Yeah. So my kids love the term dupe.
Dupe, all right.
It's become very popular with Kimmy's age and below, and it's because it sounds cooler than saying knockoff.
Oh.
It's a dupe sweatshirt.
Okay.
It's a dupe Stanley. You know, they're dupe Lululemon leggings.
So you want chintz.
Yeah. But it's almost become like a point of pride.
All right, that you didn't spend the money.
Yes, like these are dupes. I got the dupes.
All right.
My kids say dupe all the time.
So you don't think a sucker paying retail.
Yeah, I guess. Right. But I bought the knockoff.
And now you're on fire.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Ian. Hey, Ian. How are you, buddy?
What's going on, man?
What up?
So I actually have one of those jackets that you guys are talking about. I had bought a Milwaukee one because I bought one off Amazon. I don't remember what the brand was.
Okay.
But that actually did catch on fire.
Wait, your jacket caught fire, the one you bought off of Amazon?
Yes.
How?
It was like $150, so the batteries are bad, and they end up shorting inside. And then they just explode like the old cell phone batteries, like when smartphones first got popular.
Were you wearing it when it exploded?
No.
Well, that's lucky.
Well, your house, I mean, was it plugged in? I mean, what happened?
I just left the battery in, and I got out of my car, and when I came back in from my job.
It was on fire in your car.
Yep.
God. Okay.
So you won't buy another knockoff after that, right?
No, I wouldn't.
All right, okay. So you said you bought the Milwaukee one, the like workman's wear.
That's a big name.
No, he said he went and bought the Milwaukee one afterwards.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, so Ian, I assume you're an outdoor, like, you know, working class guy?
Yes, I actually work on cars.
Okay. Do you get crap from your coworkers as a dude, tough, working with your hands, wearing a battery-powered jacket?
Oh, that's just part of the job.
Okay, all right. Well, no, I'm curious because, like, thanks for the call, but I really appreciate it.
I guess you might not know, right? It just looks like a regular jacket.
So it's on fire.
The jackets that I've seen,
yeah,
the logo is a button, and when you press the button, it turns red to let you know that the jacket is heating up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you know when someone's jacket is on, right?
Like, it's like an on button.
Yeah, now I find it funny. The winter coat I have keeps me warm, so I haven't had to, like, look into anything. But, like, there's a lot of, like, tough guy dads whose daughters play on my daughter's hockey
team. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they have these warm jackets. And I'm always curious, like, nobody's ever given me crap about that? Like, well, if I worked on a job site, I would be afraid.
You're kind of pussed out putting it on.
Okay, with what you're wearing.
Yeah, but I'm a major puss.
Yeah, wasn't that your rank in the Army before?
Yes, I was certified puss.
Major
puss.
Like, I would be afraid if I worked on a construction
site.
Oh,
there's no way I'm walking around in front of actual men wearing
that. If everybody's got one.
But they don't.
And he says,
I don't know, according to him, he's like, it's the norm.
I mean, I'm guessing most guys wear, you know, Carhartt, something like that.
No, but Milwaukee is like a Carhartt dupe.
All right.
Like, I mean, when I see somebody wearing something or using stuff that says Milwaukee, I assume that guy knows what he's doing. Then again, I don't know what I'm doing, so maybe
quality town, good town.
You know, I think the most interesting part of this discussion, again, with the heated jackets and the knockoffs that are catching on fire, it feels like we're willing to risk more of our safety when we're cold.
Oh.
Because fire can be dangerous if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't stop people who have never done it from, like, building a bonfire outside on a cold night, starting up their fireplace even though they have no idea what they're doing. Space heaters, the most dangerous by far.
Yeah, yeah.
Electric blankets, like, those catch on fire all of the time. But you don't want to be cold, so you'll risk catching a flame.
Yep.
Here's the thing about electric blankets. You only ever buy one. You never buy a second one.
Why is that?
So if you bought an electric blanket 30 years ago, that's still your electric blanket. Unless it craps out, nobody goes and buys a second one. Everybody I've ever known, oh, yeah, we've had that thing for 15 years. Still works like a charm.
That's not dangerous?
Of course it's dangerous as hell.
I don't know.
But, like, if you buy one, because you don't use it that often, you're never going to replace it unless it doesn't work.
Okay. I feel like if my wife had an electric blanket, she would have to replace it every 2 years because it's just you would use it every single night.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I guess if you wear it out. But if you're an occasional electric blanket person or a heating pad.
Casual, like, electric blanket?
Like, my parents had a heating pad for like 60 years.
Was it like a
it had one of those
one or was it
yeah, it was one for your back or your knee or whatever. Yeah, yeah. And it had a cloth almost like a cord to it, like that old school cord.
Yeah. I remember, yeah.
And the weird old plug. I remember throwing it out when we cleaned out their and they used it all the time.
Could you imagine what that smelled like sitting on your dad's ass?
Oh.
Oh.
But it was kind of it wasn't brown.
Ah, come
but,
on.
But it was like it was you like could tell where it, yeah, you can tell yeah. where the heat had discolored it so much.
Oh.
And they used it all the time because, you know, they're all achy.
They don't make them like they used to.
Are you talking about his dad or the heating pads?
The heating
both.
Pad.
And I don't know. I don't want to know where my mother used it.
What?
What?
Well, whenever I wanted a hot meal.
Where would you go?
That's why she used a pet. Never mind.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.